Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
S. Nancy and Anne, Wilson Sisters, bring this back, otherwise known as Heart. 17 Till, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com. That last one is the website for my new book, The Age of the Customer. Having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, an original founding member of our Brain Trust. More than 16 years she's been joining us to talk to us about healthcare public policy. She's the president of the Galen Institute, and she's forgotten more about how we should be doing public policy than most people will ever know. And she's our good friend, Grace Marie. Thanks again for hanging out with us. Also the author, the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, a great book on the topic of healthcare public policy. Grace Marie, I was at the Gallup organization yesterday, and they had a conference yesterday, a press conference, where they released quite extensive research. They've been polling 1,000 people a night, every night, 360 nights a year, not 65, but 360 maybe, I think, for like, since 2008, like a third of a million people every year for the last 5 or 6 years. And one of the takeaways I took from that I wrote down was that they determined through their polling, and these are all different people. They didn't poll the same people every night. That there's around, and I forgot the exact number. I could probably find it, but it was 7.3 million more people are insured in America today than were in 2008. What do you think about that number?
Well, there are every way you can possibly dice those numbers. The president says that about 7.5 million people have, quote, signed up, unquote.
No. Now, this is different.
Well, but that's what I'm saying, mm-hmm. is that you're getting numbers all over the place, because that 7 point whatever that Gallup came up with also would certainly include people that are enrolled in Medicaid.
Right.
And the president doesn't. And in fact, when you sort of look at all the different numbers together, there may be about 7 million people with insurance, but at least half of them are enrolled through the Medicaid program.
And I asked that question. I asked a couple of questions, and that was one question I asked was did that number include, do you know how many of those of that 7.3 were Medicaid, went into Medicaid when they signed up? And they didn't have that answer, but they did indicate, though, that when they go forward with their survey, that they probably would differentiate and ask that question again. So I was pleased to hear them say that. But it was interesting that they chose the 7.3 more Americans insured than in 2008, whereas the Obama administration has been talking about 7 million since Obamacare came on.
Well, and it's because the president's talking only about the exchanges, and what Gallup is showing is that there's 7.3 million more people with insurance, but also the population is larger. Mm-hmm. And so and also these public programs are expanding dramatically. 80% of the people who are enrolling in health insurance in the exchanges are getting taxpayer subsidies. Mm-hmm. Everybody on Medicaid is being fully funded by taxpayers. And so somebody is paying for this massive expansion of health insurance, not only through higher taxes, but also through the higher insurance premiums that all of us are experiencing.
Right, right. The other thing that I asked that they weren't able to tell me, they said, but they did indicate that they would try to get this information going forward, was of the people that they said had more reported that they had insurance, how many of those people were confirmed to actually have paid a premium. And, you know, in other words, because he attributed it to the Affordable Care Act website, a lot of this to the, he attributed that increase, a lot of it to the ACA website being available. And I said, under the circumstances, with the problems you've had with the back end, with people actually paying their premiums, did you know how many of those people were sure that they were actually insured, not just enrolled? And they didn't know that answer either, but they did say that they were going to try to get that next time.
Well, but the real problem, the outrage of the week, Jim, is that the government has announced that it's going to change the way that the Census Bureau does its current population survey, which is the gold standard for how we find out how many people are uninsured. And even reporters like Robert Pair of the New York Times and Megan McArdle from Bloomberg are outraged.
Tell the audience, explain why this is significant.
So every March, the federal government, through the Census Bureau, does a survey to really determine thousands of people to ask them very specific questions about their health insurance. And that's how we know when we say we have 50 million mm-hmm. people uninsured. It's because of the government Census Bureau numbers through that survey.
Right.
That's really, in my opinion, one of the important functions of government is to do these kinds of mega surveys. Even the Founding Fathers knew this through the census, now they're corrupting it. They're going to ask these questions in a different way, so there's no way you can do an apples-to-apples comparison of before Obamacare mm-hmm. and now.
You can't change the method. If you're trying to see how things are going, you can't change the methodology in the middle of the study, can you?
Exactly at the moment in history when it matters the most.
Yeah, this is not good, folks. This is very disingenuous. And we're going to talk some more about this with Grace Marie Turner after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.